Agents of Change.
Mariela Franco was a city councillor for Rio de Janeiro. She stood for the Party of Socialism and Liberty. That might not seem like a very interesting or revolutionary sentence. However, Mariela was a black gay woman from the favela. In a country where 80% of the Congress is white, male and over the age of 50, and owners of large fortunes. Mariela grew up through the unequal cracks in her country's terrain as a rising beacon of hope for black people, for gay people, for poor people, and for any Brazilian longing for a fairer society. In Brazil, a black youth dies every 21 minutes, an LGBTQ plus person dies every day, and a human rights defender dies every 5 days. Mariela was all of these things. Perhaps the odds were stacked against her in her fight for change, being the embodiment of everything her opposition feared. She was the very spirit of rising up against power and disrupting the tired, racist, unequal ground on which her nation is built. Perhaps it's no wonder the 38-year-old activist was tragically assassinated in broad daylight on the 14th of March 2018. Mariela was born in one of the most renowned favelas, Umare. Favelas are often neglected by the Brazilian government. They are deemed as violent, unsafe and poor. Although the government don't want to admit it, these layers of makeshift houses and intertwined small communities are interweaved into the city's culture. They are built on the steep terrain surrounding the city, a sea of homes splashing against the richer centre. This stark contrast between rich and poor shows a harsh inequality in Brazil. It is undeniable that there are drug and violence problems within these communities. However, the government responds to this with higher levels of violence from the police. People from the favela have built a vibrant and collaborative fabric, even when they receive little support from the government. As seen with the 2012 Olympics, the government doesn't want these communities to be in the spotlight. During the build-up to the Olympics, $20 billion were invested into the city. This money exacerbated inequalities in Rio, with almost nothing to show in these marginalised communities. 77,000 residents were forcefully evicted. The government simply tried to hide such a significant part of the city away from the tourist view and instead promote a false postcard image of Rio de Janeiro. Mariela fought against the odds to gain an education and became an important political leader. She joined a pre-university course at the Mare Centre for Studies and Solidarity Action. However, at the age of 19, she fell pregnant and had a daughter. Having a child did not stop her from achieving her dreams. She gained a scholarship to study social sciences at the Catholic Uni of Rio de Janeiro. Later, she earned a master's in public administration. She was a huge anti-corruption advocate and helped to coordinate the state's human rights division. In the 2018 election, she won 46,000 votes, the city's fifth largest vote count. She started the Papo Franco, or Straight Talk, initiative, a scheme to empower young people living in favela communities and in the most underserved state schools. Her family continued the scheme, which encourages children to speak up for their rights and against power in roundtable discussions. She was a strong critic of police abuse and gender violence, and was a spokesperson for the disenfranchised favela communities. The government have ramped up military police forces that patrol the favelas as a so-called attempt of a war on drugs. In the first quarter of 2019, the police killed an average of 7 people a day in the city. This brutal violence has futilely taken the lives of many ordinary and innocent people. One of the lives recklessly stolen includes a professional football player and another, an 8-year-old girl. On the 13th of March 2018, Mariela tweeted, "Quantos mais vão precisar morrer para que essa guerra acabe?" How many more must die for this war to end? The next day she was assassinated along with her driver. Mariela's boldness, drive and intelligence frightened her opposition. She had the ability to give power to the impoverished and to the marginalised, to women, to black people, and to members of the LGBTQ+ community. Although her life was tragically cut short, little did her murderers know that this brutal act would cause a seismic earthquake. As Mariela fell, Brazil quaked ferociously. Pushed to the surface was everything she stood for. Her voice did not hush and falter, but boomed across the entire globe. Mariela was no longer just a political figure in Brazil, but a global emblem for change, hope, and justice. We must remember Mariela and her fight for change in Bolsonaro's Brazil, a man who supports homophobia, misogyny, racism, inequality, and the extermination of anyone who dares to speak out against his regime. Mariela's struggle has charged a new race amongst the next generation of leaders and her supporters. Elas tentarão nos enterrar nos não sabiam que éramos sementes, is the phrase that has been coined to embody the brutal murder of Mariela. They tried to bury us, but they did not realise we were seeds. Mariela has planted herself in the next generation of Brazilians, who will eventually bring truth to power and continue her battle and struggle for justice. This is Lydia Patrick reporting from Derby, UK for the Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes where we take it.